Yesterday we saw the sun for the first time in about a week, but this morning it's raining again in Port Vila. So, you know, we're going to have to assess the situation again this morning to see if we can get up there. The plan is for about 7 people, government and Red Cross, to head up to the affected area today in a small fixed-wing aircraft. We'll have 3 Red Cross personnel on board, a water engineer, a water technician, and a health promotion officer, and our friends from the government as well. That plane will leave from Port Vila and go to Santo, which is about halfway up the country, and from there try and land at Low Island, which is one of the islands in the Torres Island group. Also on board will be some freight. The priority at the moment, it seems to be water, so we'll be taking a couple of hundred water containers, the collapsible type, some soap, some water purification tablets, that kind of thing, because, you know, many of the toilets have been destroyed and the risk of disease is quite high. A ship will probably take the rest of the supplies later on. That'll take 1 or 2 weeks to get around those islands up there.
Now, I'm told at the moment there are around about 1,000 people up in that part of Vanuatu who are running short of food, shall we say. I'm told they have about a 2-week supply. So obviously there is a degree of urgency to get those supplies up there as soon as you can.
Yes, I mean, obviously food is a concern, but it's not the immediate concern. Water is the concern. So as we're getting more detailed information coming in, we're able to tailor make our response for these people. You're right, it's about 2,000 people in, is the population in the affected area. We are probably initially going to be targeting about half of those, about 900 of the most vulnerable who need immediate help and attention. We do know now from the more detailed information coming in that water and sanitation is the priority now. I mean, yes, about 60% of the houses have been damaged, about a third of the crops have been damaged, but we know that 100% of the toilets have been taken out. So some people are still in evacuation centres with no toilet facilities. That's why it's quite urgent that we send water and sanitation experts up there and deal with the water, sanitation and hygiene situation as soon as possible.
Is that a normal outcome of a cyclone of this nature for a whole system like that to be taken out in this way?
Well, look, I can only talk from my experience with Cyclone Winston in Fiji, and yes, certainly on my travels around Fiji in the last year and a half, I've seen that there has been widespread destruction of toilet systems in Fiji. You know, Fiji Red Cross has had to rebuild sanitation systems and also put in some gravity-fed spring water systems for whole villages so that they have clean and safe water to drink. Because, yes, it is very common for water supplies and toilets to be destroyed as well as houses.
Now, all too often, and this is something which is, I think has been talked about more recently, is when there is an aid effort like this, if international assistance is called for or offered, all too often what you get is not what you need. You get impractical goods when cash will be more useful. But in this instance, I'm presuming plumbing supplies wouldn't go amiss.
If the government wants any help from the outside, they will call for it. And at the moment, the Vanuatu government is very clear that they have the situation under control. They do not need any help from the outside. You know, and if people do want to help, the government and Red Cross and all the aid agencies are speaking with one voice, cash is always better than goods because it's easier to distribute. It means that the affected people can get exactly what they need more quickly. You don't want goods that you don't need turning up and clogging up ports and incurring, you know, expensive shipping and customs charges. So I'm sure if the government needs anything, they will let the international community know. But at the moment, everything is under control. I mean, this is a small operation, and relatively 2,000 people in the affected area. You know, you're talking about Cyclone Pam 2 years ago was 200,000 people affected. So while it is a small operation, just because of the distances involved, the time to get there and the cost, it is quite challenging, but everything seems to be under control.